Enough is enough.
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 Oh, is enough.
Enough is enough. Enough is enough. Enough is enough. Enough is enough.
Trying to raise awareness. Nobody comes to your aid when you talk like this. This is why Kevin Annette calls it hidden from history. People don't talk about stuff like this. Me, my brothers, and my family, we did not talk about what happened with our mother. We built up a wall. We built up a wall of silence. We didn't talk. And that's what happened with the residential schools, the victims of the residential schools. They don't talk.
We were holding a vigil like this in Vancouver. A reporter came up and he said, "Is this only about Indian children?" I said, "Well, what do you mean only?" He said, "Is it only Indian children who died in schools?" And I said, "What did you mean by only?" And he didn't even look at the words he was using. And that's the kind of attitude we have to face in Canada, where it's only about Native children, so it's okay that 50,000 of them died and never came home. We've been asking a simple thing from the churches. You have to give a proper burial to the people you killed. We released a list last year of 28 mass graves across the country near former residential schools. Not one of them is being investigated. So until those children are brought home for a proper burial, they cannot talk about healing, they cannot talk about reconciliation.
They don't talk! You just hide it. It's called hidden from history. Don't you get it? Our shelters are full of hidden from history. Our jails are full of hidden from history. Yeah. I've done the time. I know what I'm talking about. I've been in Children's Aid. I've been in the jails. I've been in the foster homes. I've been in the group homes. I've been in the alleys. I've been homeless. I've been jobless. My relationships have fallen apart because of the symptoms of the residential school. Right now we're in talks with university students. Hopefully they can get it on the curriculum and start teaching what happened in the residential schools.
My name's Dave Naganosh. My spirit name is Spotted Hawk. I'm 41. Been in this city here, Toronto, 20 years now. I know what happened to my language, my culture, my ceremony is rooted in oppression, in colonization. This is what happened to me. This is how I come to be today. Here in the city, I found some culture through some of the programs they offer in the friendship centers, in our cultural centers, in our community centers. We have to fight for our children.
Yes, we do.
We gotta fight until we right the wrongs of our history, the history of this country. Canada is founded on oppression and colonization. We can't sleep no more. We gotta unite. Not only us Aboriginal people, but people from other nations that have come here from across the seas, across the oceans. We have to build alliances with our people, the people of the earth. We have a mission here. There's a purpose. We got to realize that. And we got to break down these barriers of racism, of discrimination.
And I was this close to going to residential school. But instead, that church adopted me and put me into a Christian home, an abusive Christian home. But there's a good end to this story, and the Creator put me on that path for a reason, because I gained teachings from the abuse that she gave me. Because now, 52 years later, I went to Six Nations, to the Caledonia, the reclamation site for Six Nations people, and I met two Anishinaabe women there who gave me an idea. Put my ad in the newspaper of the city of where I was born in Sioux Lookout. 3 days later, I had phone calls and emails coming to me. And it turns out by the end of the week, I found out that these were my second cousins and my first cousins. Woo! And 3 days later, I found my mother. Woo! And she is back in my life.
Uh-oh.
I have four brothers and a sister.
Uh-oh.
And now I walk this good red road. I met my partner at Six Nations. And together, we walk this good red road. And we're going to spread the word of the injustices these churches have done, this government has done to us. And it is time for all of us First Nations. is enough! We will not take this anymore!
Woo!
Enough is enough! Enough is enough! Enough is enough! Enough is enough! Enough is enough!
Enough is enough! Enough is enough! Enough is enough! Enough is enough! Enough is enough!
Children at Six Nations at the Mohawk Institute. One of the punishments for them was to be have food kept from them for whatever their indiscretion was, possibly speaking their language, maybe talking back. And like Harry Potter, they were sent under the stairs, in this closet under the stairs, where they would be food would be kept from them, except for water, salt water, and bread. The salt water made them gain water. They retained water, so they still looked somewhat plump when the investigators would sometimes come by. So they'd haul them out of that little room under the stairs and show them off. Yes, see, all the kids are fine, no bones showing here. But these kids were starving, and they knew that after about 2 weeks' time, that's when they could get them out of that closet under the stairs. They would keep them there for 2 weeks, eating bread and water. It was a horrible place. This is all new news to me. I had no idea. My grandmother doesn't even know what a residential school was. She thought she had it bad at the orphanage. The last 10 years of her life, she lived at Iroquois Lodge at Six Nations. And when she would talk about her time in the orphanage, the other members of the lodge, the old folks' home, would listen and shake their head and say, yes, but I went to the mush hole. And she had no idea what that meant. I tried to explain it to her, but she didn't believe me. She didn't believe that every Native child across Canada was taken from their homes. More than 150,000. That's just what the government is agreeing to. The death rate in 1907 was known to be somewhere between 30 and 60%, depending on what school you were at. Smallpox and tuberculosis took children. So did murder. And murder doesn't have to be by bludgeoning with a 2x4. Murder, the intent to murder these children was there from the very beginning, from the time Europeans came over to this land. It's always been about the land, to take the natives off the land and take it over. So my path is to continue along this path and keep educating, let people know what happened in these schools, and that the Truth and Reconciliation Commission is a whitewash.
Yep.
It's protecting the churches, it's protecting Canada, it's protecting the RCMP. The RCMP would come at gunpoint oftentimes and take children from their mothers and fathers' arms. It was illegal for you to keep your child. You had no choice.
The minister came out earlier and he was talking to me. One of the things I said to him was, if your relatives were taken away and disappeared, wouldn't you want them brought back for a proper burial? If your mother was taken away and sterilized so you couldn't have any kids, wouldn't you want something done about that, some justice? And at that point, he got up and left because, you see, it's like, it's all up here still for them. And they're going to move down here and realize it's about children and about us, all of us. This is all our story. And we've got to somehow arouse that feeling in people now. It's not about money. It's not about an apology. It's about human beings and our humanity and what we need to do to recover that and do justice to those we've wronged and we continue to wrong.
That's right. It's the greatest crime being committed against humanity. This thing shouldn't happen to children.
Shouldn't happen to anybody.
The TRC, the Truth and Reconciliation Commission, this whitewash, they're going to start in June in Winnipeg. They're going to start holding these bogus hearings where you're not allowed to name names. You're not given any immunity when you give a testimony, so you can get sued by the churches if you talk. And they're all protected. What we want to do is whenever they hold a TRC forum, we're there to hold a counter hearing to say, if you want to come and tell the real truth, come to our hearing, and we're going to tell the real story and get it out. We've got a real audience, too, because in Europe, when I was over in Europe, I was on national radio in Ireland, where the same shit is going on, happened in Catholic schools there. In Italy, they're really interested in this. So we have a real hearing. We're not isolated anymore. But we need to stay together and work together. We're going to reinvent this country because we're going to have to say we're not going to be part of this colonial system anymore. Where there's an Indian Act which segregates people into special laws. That was done away by the UN in the late 1940s. They abolished race-based legislation. So why do we have an Indian Act in Canada? I mean, all of that's got to change if we're going to have real change.
Thank you so much. Yeah.
Strong women walking with you.
All right. Miigwech, thank you for being here, for showing that support, because that's what you're doing.
So we'll carry the banner in front and everybody follow.
Okay, we'll be going to gather things up.
Yeah. This is Kevin Annett with the Friends and Relatives of the Disappeared, and I want you to listen to Word of Mouth Wednesday.
and please listen to our website, hiddenfromhistory.org.